Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, December 1st, 2014, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Group Conference Call. We host this special call the first Monday of every month, and it's designed specifically to assist our Moore Success Team associates that are interested in the group marketing aspect of Legal Shield. I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday and are ready to get back to work. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speakers, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member, a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner, of course, the leader of our Moore Success Team for over 30 years, and that is my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
I'm right here, Randy. I tell you, it's an honor and a privilege to introduce this next group to two of my very favorite people in the whole wide world. And, you know, Randy, they've been after this a long time. For the last 13 years, they've been helping people across America, 4,000 personal memberships and growing daily, over 22,000 memberships up in the organization. They've helped positions of fast start trainers, area coordinators, regional vice presidents. For the last 8 years, they've been the group vice president in the state of Idaho, I almost said Utah, I don't know why. They're executive directors and qualified for Performance Club over and over again in 11 Performance Club trips, and 156 months in Performance Club in a row, Randy. 156 months. You know, they have 7 daughters, 4 sons, 17 grandchildren, with another 3 on the way. Now, that's what you call picking up the speed, Ken. They enjoy working together, and they've loved each other just like Shirley and I for years. They're busy in the church work, which is outstanding. They enjoy gardening and keeping their 4-acre home place looking good. I bet you that Darlene does most of the work, and Ken sits on the porch and drinking iced tea, but I'm not sure about that. But it's my honor and my privilege to introduce these two people, Clint and Darlene, too. Ken, welcome to the call, and thank you for being our friend, and thank you for being on the call tonight.
Thank you very much, Mr. Moore. We appreciate it. This is an honor for us to be on the Moore Team group call, and so thank you for this opportunity to do so. We appreciate the Moores very much, and you and your whole family. You don't know how much you mean to us. I remember Darlene and I were talking today how the difference that Legal Shield has made in their life. Remember the first time we went to a convention, Mr. Stonecipher spoke, and I remember the feeling that went through me at the time I heard him speak, and I said, this business is for me, and I brought that home, and Darlene was with me that first convention. I took that home and says, honey, this, you just can't believe how special this is. And then, you know what, over the time we find out we have a Moore team that we were on, and we met Ken and Shirley Moore, and we found that we had somebody that really cared for us, and you could feel it immediately. So we appreciate you and Randy and Pat the same way. Thank you very much for your considering us your friends and family, and all the good that you've done for us, all the many times you've stepped in and helped us, and give us help and direction and advice and assisted us in whatever means necessary. So, Darlene and I don't feel we could be on any better business, any better company or team. So thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
You bet. And with that, we have the opportunity. We've, like I say, been group trainers and been in the group arena for 8 years. We appreciate that. We've learned a lot. We've learned some things to do and some things don't do, and we put together a program that works for us, and we enjoy it. We're going to go over some of those details, and Darlene is going to participate to points as we go along. But typically, I do the presentations, and I get packets ready and things ready before we go in. And Darlene is extremely good at building relationships. And she'll share some of that with you as we go. But the important part about going in and doing group, you need to be organized. And if ye are prepared, ye shall not fear. I like that statement. And so we try to be prepared going in. That means we know the business is, what they have, how many employees they have, what kind of business they're doing, and their pay schedules, and the officers and the HR, and we build relationships. And with that, we build, get our gold card signed, and get ready for presentation. With that, I'm going to let Darlene tell you what on this last group we just set up here a couple weeks ago, some of the extent we went to and she did in building that relationship. So go ahead, Darlene, if you would.
Well, thank you. We'll just call this that last group that we did, we'll just call it Joette. That's who the HR person was. And we just, like Kent said, you build a relationship. And I have a very nice garden. And number one, my raspberries are a lot. We did 60 flats of raspberries. That's how many we picked this year. So if you have an idea what a flat is, that's 12 pints. You've seen them. But anyways, I went ahead and hand-selected berries for her, and each one of them had a stem on it with a leaf. Just perfect. And I sent that. I wasn't going, but I had someone head it to that town, and they dropped them off, and I called her a couple days later. She goes, Darlene, that was a hit. Everybody, because it was big enough bowl for everybody, she goes, everyone enjoyed those. And it's something that she wouldn't forget. And then whenever I called after that, I had her attention at all times. It was really neat. And the nice thing is she knew one of our associates from years ago from a school. And she goes, oh, I love Lawrence, you know, and she started talking about him. And I said, so do we. So anyways, it was fun just striking up that and just making sure that I had something. I was up and up, and we just really enjoyed working with that group. And because of getting to know her a little bit better and being able to just keep it short, but just, you know, have contact maybe every 2 weeks, we built that relationship. And so we had that one, I think it was October. Yes. Okay, Kent.
Yes, you forgot about the cinnamon rolls, Darlene.
Oh, well, cinnamon rolls, before we did the presentation, we had done sandwiches to get to know the group just a little bit, and then we had the open enrollment, and I took a couple trays of cinnamon rolls. Now, you understand, I had to get up at 3:30 in the morning to have those ready by 8 o'clock, so, I mean, it was a lot of time and love put into those, and when I took them, they were warm, and people could smell them, and they just had to come up, and they passed them. And then they had to, when they talked to the other people that were doing, other enrollments with other company, with other Aflacs, et cetera, insurance companies, they came by and said, okay. And so we sat down with each one of them, and we were so busy that Kent took one, and I found another chair and went off to a little different area. We didn't have a big area, but it was fun. And then I said, well, don't forget your cinnamon roll. They said, we won't. And so it went over wonderful.
Very good, Darlene. Thank you. And so building relationships, you build relationships is very, very important in doing so that you look and dress properly. You carry yourself in a professional way, square your shoulders back and smile and look sharp and have a positive appearance about you. And so very important as you prepare and for the group enrollments. And with this, we had the opportunity to do a lunch and learn, and that was before the enrollment. And she says, I want you to present to maybe 8 or 9 of us in a lunch and learn, if you would. And we'd like to kind of get a feel for what you're doing here. And so we arranged that, and we got sandwiches from Subway and chips and sodas and bananas and little tangerines or cuties and took them in and napkins, plates, and whatnot. We were prepared for that again and took that in and made a very nice lunch and learn. And they gave us the opportunity during their lunch to do a presentation, which we did. We had the tools and packets ready for that, which we'll cover here in a minute, but all the things that we do as far as getting ready for a packet. But in that lunch and learn, several got so interested and excited about it that they said, well, can we do this now? And the HR person was sitting there, well, yeah, I guess you can. And so it was it wasn't necessarily set up to be an enrollment, but they wanted to get it then, and so we got several of them that, that took advantage of it there. And with that, the benefit of that was that when we come back for the enrollment, they had the membership, and they were talking to other people about it and how excited they were and such. So that was very beneficial in preparation and being ready in for the enrollment. So getting ready for the all this, we spend time getting our packets ready, and we use professional packets. We use the Legal Shield packet, and we have a packet for everyone, so we know how many employees we're going to be seeing and have packets and extra. And in our packets, we have on over there where they usually put our credit or our business card, we put a sticker with Kent and Darlene, too, and our phone number, email address, and website and such on there, so that that information is right there in the packet all the time. And then on the left-hand side of that packet, we have articles. And we lead typically with identity theft and then transition very smoothly into legal plan. And we don't go over the presentation tonight, but we're going over the tools that we use. And typically we use three articles on identity theft. Now, we don't spend only about 10 seconds in our presentation on each of these articles, but in these articles we are educating people what identity theft is. And so they need to understand the scope of it. And so we use, I find a local one, a recent local identity theft issue. Go on Google or pull it up and print off a local one. And I usually like to have one, something on child, because many of these employees will have children, so they need to understand it's not just adults, just them. So we have an article on child identity theft. Depending on the business, that you try to get articles of identity theft that relate to a particular business. Like here I've got one on medical, and this is millions of patient records are stolen from medical hospital, and this is a regional one, so I like to have a local, a regional, and then a national one. And so it shows that it's happening on a local basis, regional, and then national, and then I have like to have different types of identity theft, like say credit, and or as one, and then medical is here. I have an article on medical, and another one with regards to tax and Social Security. So you can pick, or it could be a criminal one or such, but you want to have different ones that highlight different types of identity theft, because most people relate identity theft to credit card, and that's basically all they understand. So we can expand that with these articles, and so that as we go through those, like say, I only spend about 10 seconds on each one as we go through. And then after I've covered these articles, I say, okay, how many of you have had identity theft happen to you or know somebody who has? And most of the people in the group will raise their hand. I says, okay, well, so when you think of identity theft, what comes to your mind? And like I say, most of the time they're going to say credit. And so I says, well, how many identities do you have? And we have another sheet of paper in here. And I ask them to make sure that they follow along and stay with me. But we have the five common types of identity theft. And these five types of identity theft, you're all familiar with them. We have a sheet on them, printed out, full sheet, showing DMV, Social Security, medical, character, criminal, financial. And then at the bottom we have our name, Kent Darlene 2, and our phone number, website, and that is in the packet also. So that's on the left-hand side. So the articles on identity theft and the five areas of identity theft. And then we do education on identity theft. With that, on the, also on the left-hand side of the folder, we have in there the identity theft brochure. And we fold it open. We don't want them fumbling with the paper, so we have it folded open, where it talks about credit reports and credit score analysis and the monitoring and such. So that's opened up, so it's right there, and they can follow along immediately. We go over through that and then transition into the legal plan. You have an identity theft problem. What's the chances of you now having a legal issue? Okay, and you're going to need the help of an attorney. Where do you need the attorney? Where you live or where the crime happened. And with that, we transition the largest provider of legal services in the world, Legal Shield, with attorneys in every state across the nation, close to 6,000 attorneys now nationwide, you have access to address not only identity theft issues, but any other issue. And then we go into the legal brochure and cover that, and stories and experiences, and get them laughing, get them crying. We want them to participate in this. So that's what we have on the left-hand side, the brochures. And then with that, we want to transition into, we got to get a price, okay? And so we have, with this, you have access to this membership, and we have them take out their pens, and we want to ask them to put the price on, right, price right on the brochure. So this gets them to use their pens, and we have them right on the identity theft brochure, $14.95, and the legal service, $18.95, and then you're able to combine them together and get a $5 discount on the identity theft. So it's combined, you get it for $28.90. So we go over that right there and have them enter, write that right on the brochures, and they have that. With this, the most important document that we prepare, and the only thing that they're really buying is phone numbers. They're buying contact information to the attorneys and to the identity theft services. And so we have important contact numbers that we prepared, and it's got the provider law firm. It says provider law firm under that, the law, name of the law firm, their address, and phone numbers, direct and toll-free. We also have on that sheet 24-hour emergency, and we've gone over that in the, to where they now have the emergency contact, and we show them the card that they get. And I pull that out of my wallet and say, you're all going to get this card. I have it available for you and for your family. And then we have the next number on that sheet is, for help with identity theft, please contact. And we have the identity theft contact information. And to activate your identity theft shield, please go to. And this important part is identity theft. They need to be able to activate it. And Darlene has put together a unique sheet. And we don't put this one in the packet, but for all those that get the membership, the identity theft membership, she is there and has that packet, or has that in a, that she hands out, going over the contact information and how to use this for to activate the identity theft. So, Darlene, would you take a minute on that, please?
Yes. Well, I put their name at the top of the sheet. I've just run it off, and it's in my own handwriting. And some people said, you know what, that means a lot to me because you actually wrote me, and they can't tell that I haven't written it 100 times. But it just says, you know, dear Jane, thank you for enrolling in identity theft protection. Go online and register your spouse or a significant other and or children and start to activate your monitoring. And then I just tell them, go to IDTPlan@LegalShield.com and put in your 700 number, plus M for member, and then S for spouse or significant. And then I just basically tell them, this will activate your membership to be monitored daily. I underline the word daily. You then or now will receive your Experian credit report and prompt the monitoring with your email. And that's how it does. If you don't prompt monitoring with your email, Crow will still restore you, but an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Let's catch the IDT thieves early in the stage, making it easier for you and Crow. Any questions, give Kent or I a call. Thank you, Darlene, too, and with our telephone number. So that worked out really good, and I have a couple to send off tonight. It's just people like to know those things.
Very good, Darlene. Thank you very much. And so she hands that out, like I say, to those who get the identity theft membership. And but on the bottom of the important contact number, we have the most important number on there is Kent and Darlene, too. We have her number there. We explain that we're not their attorneys, but we're the best friends and help them understand how to use their membership. And so that is, like I say, that's the most important document we have in there. And with that, we have next the application. Now, the application is all highlighted, and we have them take that And they've already got their pens in their hands, and they say, okay, this is yours. It covers you, your wife, your children, up to the age of 26, never married. Go through the who it all covers and make sure you get your children on there. In fact, right down there, how many of you got more than three children to put on here? And so we get them. We'd like you to get your children's information on here right now, because we're covering them immediately also. And so we got to want them to get started. And if they got children, this is a very important part. They want to get those children covered. And so we have that with this. Very important that they understand that this service covers the entire family. And here we may get some that they start balking or whatnot. And we have found that they have questions. And so that's not a problem. Questions gives us an opportunity to explain. And so some of them say, well, I don't do this without my spouse. And we want their opinion on this. And so we have another document. And some of you are familiar with it. Some of you aren't. But it's called In Support of the Concept of Prepaid Legal Service Plans, the National Association of Attorney Generals. And so we have this sheet that Darlene is able to hand out. And it's highlighted. And the fifth paragraph on this says, for those individuals who have access to prepaid legal service plans, are able to access an attorney in time of need, and further able to access advice and counsel of an attorney in advance of need, and thus are able to practice preventative law in the same manner as preventative medicine. Say, would you and your spouse appreciate that? You understand this is going to be a recommendation that you consider this and your spouse consider this. So would you look at this and give this to your spouse also? Because you're going to have a rough time explaining everything we have. And so this will kind of give you something to back you up from what we've explained to you on the importance of this and somebody understanding the value of this. So we give them that to show their spouse. And the important part about this is we want them to feel comfortable. You don't want them to feel pressured. You want them to feel comfortable with what they're doing. And with this, it gives them an opportunity to show something that will give them where they can have a backup, somebody that says, hey, this is a good idea, which the National Association of Attorney Generals says it is. Now, the prepaid, it says prepaid legal service plans. That is not prepaid legal company. That is any prepaid legal service plans. And so this, we're able to use this on that perspective. But that now, very important as we do this is all of this, just doing this and me doing a presentation, I need help. And Darlene, or if I need additional help, we always have somebody to work the group. And important that you understand this and how that works, that somebody working the group, what they do and how they affect the enrollment is very, very critical. And it's been very, very special that Darlene, and we've had, if we get a larger group, we'll invite other people to come and participate. If we get 30, 40, 50, 60, we've had 100, 200, we need additional people to help work the group, and we invite them to come and participate in the presentation, if that's the case. So, Darlene, would you share some what you do with regards to the working the group?
Okay. Well, when people are there and they're ready to sign up, usually indicates that they're there, and when they get their pen out or they pick up their pen and they start writing, I assume the sale, and I give them at that time, I give them their stickers and questionnaires. Some of them have been asking, I'd like to see that questionnaire and the will questionnaire, and they're kind of excited. I tell them they'll get a couple in the mail within 7 to 10 days or whatever. But they're really excited about that, and they think, oh, my goodness. You know. And so when someone sees someone else writing, they think, oh, well, they're going to get it. I'm going to get it. And, I mean, sometimes I've even had the applications, and they'll see me stacking the applications, and they're going to think, well, I'm not the only one doing this, you know. But I love doing it because I look for their questions, and some of them will I can see that they don't have glasses. I see a couple of people that do not like to write. And so I'll say, would you like me to write it for you? Yes. or I'll say, do you need a pair of glasses? I know their age kind of a little bit, and I'll say, here's an extra pair of glasses. Oh, I'll take them, you know. And I've even had to give up my pair because I don't have two pairs there to give them. But it's just kind of fun writing those. And when we do make the sale, I call the members and see if they've received their packet. Now, most people say, why would you do that? I mean, that's what something Legal Shield does, but it kind of personalizes the associate with the member. Kent and I also will write down their names on a sheet as they come in. I'll kind of, like on the table that we did on the Joette one, I went ahead and I knew the people as they were around the table, so Kent remembers names quite well. I don't always, but sometimes you'll look down there and you'll say, oh, that's John. Oh, yeah, that's Bill. Or, you know, anyways, he'll call them and they'll think, he remembered my name. And nothing's more beautiful usually to a person than their own name. I love hearing my name, too. So go ahead, Kent. I'll add later.
Kent, I can't hear you. Darlene, as I do the presentation, she making sure that they're plugged in and they're watching, follow along, that they got the right sheet in front of them, that they see and got their brochures on the right page, on the right fold, and making sure that it's organized. If there's any disruption, she's taking care of the disruption. So really appreciate their head. It's critical as far as in our work, business in the group arena that she's very much a part of making it and helping in closing and getting, I think, the number of applications we're able to get because of her activity increases. So we appreciate that. So that gives you an overview of how we do what we do. We haven't didn't go over the presentation as a whole, but we went over the tools and things that we use and how we use them. And is there any questions, anything that we can answer? Appreciate this opportunity.
Great job, Kent, darling. Great job. Great information. Basic things that everybody should do, probably don't, but should do. And there might be a question or two. I'll throw it back to Randy.
We might go out to, let's go out to Alabama and Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Jimmy, are you on? Maybe in mute mode.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can now. Go ahead.
Thank you. Kent, darling, great job. I just have one question to ask because I know we've got a lot of folks on the call that are at different levels of their experience. But you've got some people that this may be their first quarter, maybe their first month in the business. They just got started to group. What would be one or two suggestions you would offer to them as they're trying to get started in group marketing? And then I'll mute myself out and listen.
Well, I think it'd be very critical that they have somebody that knows how to do it and has been out in the field and they have a field trainer, somebody who's done it, and go in and participate, take them with them, go in and see how it's done. We had a situation here a while back that we had a little gal that had gone in and got qualified as group qualified, and she had a school that she had contact with, and she set it all up, and we had a schedule to go in and help her, and she come back to us and says, I'm just going to do it on my own. I don't want to split. I just want to take it and do it on my own. And so she did, and she took in sandwiches and everything and put on a big spiel, and she got nothing. And it kind of blew her out. I mean, how could this be? How could it happen? Well, she just didn't have the training and the wherewithal to go in and build it and do it to where it was done right. And so she basically out of business because of it, because that experience. And it hurt the school, hurt the business. So I encourage people to make sure that they get some help up front and get going on it with some proper direction.
Ken Moore, there's nothing beats good field training. You take all the classroom training in the world you want. It's very necessary, very helpful. But if you can ever get a field trainer, and Wilbur and I used to do that day after day, a field trainer to go with you, you're not going to get a lot more apps at a halfway split than you are by yourself, I promise you.
That's right, yes.
All right,
anybody else?
Let's go. Go ahead. Who is that?
I just started to say, is there anyone else?
Going to run out to Stillwater, Oklahoma, and see if David Peterman has a question or comment.
Good evening, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, Kent and Darlene, I enjoyed your comments tonight. I took some notes and did that. When you go into, are you using the new decision maker when you go in to talk to a potential new group? And you have your decision maker appointment set up. Have you used the new decision maker presentation yet? I have not, and I'm wondering if you've had experience with that or what you'd recommend there.
Yes, I like that, and it's very good. And I use the decision maker brochure and part of the packet. That wasn't a part of our presentation this evening. We went over the information we use for enrollment, but the decision maker has basically, I use the same material in the packet for the decision maker, but the decision maker brochure in there with it and go over, show the benefit it is to the company. And so they understand the identity theft portion of it and the seriousness of it. And I relate it all right to, okay, this were to happen to you or to your employees, can you imagine the impact it would have on your employees and their families, and how that impacts your business now if this were to happen? And so I relate each of those areas to the business and the impact it'd have on he and his family and his employees and their families. It's very, very good material that the company has on that decision paper. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Good job tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Randy, I think we should wind it down with that. Kent and Darlene, absolutely fantastic job. We appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for being on the team. God bless you, and I'll listen for you on the next call. Randy, let's be sure and tell everybody about the veterans. I'm sure they already know it. The $49 for the veterans is still going on. Of course, the $99. Of course, our other call will be here at 9 o'clock. So God bless you. Just keep putting him first, and we'll listen for you at 9 o'clock.
Mr. Larry Smith will be our special guest speaker tonight. Good night, everyone.